As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Welcome to this Super Bowl edition of Overreaction Monday. Rich Eisen, fresh back from New Orleans, Louisiana. Well, that's a lie. I'm not fresh at all. But I am back from New Orleans, Louisiana, sitting on the set of Overreaction Monday with Chris Brockman.
Hey,
good to see you.
What's
sir?
Up, man?
An absolute stunner in Super Bowl 59, a 40 burger for the Eagles. It was a blowout from start to finish, a wire-to-wire ass-kicking of the two-time defending champion Kansas City Chiefs by the new champions of the National Football League, the Philadelphia Eagles. There is lots to chop up.
Yeah, real quick before we get to the...
Sure.
When did you think the game was over?
The game was over on the Cooper DeJean pick six.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, but I was like, you know, they still get the ball in the half. Maybe they score there. Maybe they get some points out of the third quarter.
So then it was the Zach Bond interception that when Mahomes was down 17-0 and they did get the ball back and they had an opportunity to get points before halftime. Even 17-3 would have been
something
because then they could start the second half coming out of the locker room with the football and a little bit of momentum. And the last time they played in Super Bowl 57, that's when everything switched. That's when the Chiefs flipped the switch and whatever adjustments were made at halftime were the winning ones. And they just scored touchdown. They scored in four straight possessions to win that football game. But then when, you know, Josh Sweat threw yet another one of Mahomes' protectors into his lap.
Yeah, you could see him get off the spot a little bit. It affected the way he threw it, and then Bond made an incredible play.
Right, and so once that happened, led to a quick touchdown to A.J. Brown, 24-0, and then it's a wrap. But when Cooper DeJean returned it for six...
You were like, whoa, this could be over.
Yeah, well, that's when it was the first minute to dawn on you that something weird was happening. That, and then you saw Seal as a seal. So there's that.
I think I'm still scarred from that one.
Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, Christopher, here we go.
What a great season. So let's just start with it. We'll go Eagles first, and then we'll do some Chiefs topics before we wrap this up. Rich, he was the MVP last night, and he was spectacular. Jalen Hurts proved he's a top five quarterback heading into 2025.
How can that be denied? How can anybody look at that and say, oh, you're still overreacting. I need to see more. How many times can this guy do it on the biggest possible stage? Well, that's now twice. Super Bowl is the biggest possible stage. And in Super Bowl 57, he had 300 yards passing, and he led the team in rushing. This time around, not 300 yards passing, 221, but he was 17 of 22. He missed on five passes. He was making every throw from the beginning of the game. The only mistake he made is when he had to rush a throw, and he did, and he unfortunately was picked off, but it led to no points because the defense was just balling. He was spectacular. He made the rushes. He dashed out of the pocket when he needed to. He got down. He slid when he needed to. I mean, every decision he made brilliantly in Super Bowl 59. I understand Josh Sweat and some other defenders might have been in order for MVP of this game, but it is, as we all know, a quarterback-driven sport and league, and certainly MVPs are always going to be stilted in that direction. But Jalen Hurts had made every brilliant decision, and he was a major difference maker and the most valuable player in that game on Sunday night. And when you do that, and you've now done it twice in the Super Bowl, and then you did it in the NFC Championship game to make this year's Super Bowl, how are you not considered a top five quarterback, a dual threat quarterback at that? And I understand that
People are going to say, hey, look, stacked roster. Saquon had an amazing season. Great. You know, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Goddard. Like, you know, his line's the best in the league. System quarterback. But that's what people are going to say.
Yeah, but guess what? Then that system is working with Jalen Hurts to perfection. Who the hell cares? Yep. Every quarterback could be called a system quarterback, including the guy in the booth last night and Tom Brady, you know, who along with Burrow now have company in terms of quarterbacks to have beaten the GOAT in Patrick Mahomes. And certainly the way to do it is to not make mistakes. Also take advantage of the other team's mistakes. The pick six obviously was big, but after Zach Bond picked off, as we started this show with Mahomes and the end of the first half, you know, Hurts turning into points to AJ Brown touchdown. And also this guy is not to be rattled. But when the Chiefs turned it over on downs because they were getting desperate at the end of the game and they knew they were running out of possessions and they turned it over on downs right around midfield.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore's like, let's dial up the big play. Yeah, and guess who dropped it right in the bucket?
Let's throw a bomb.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy is awesome. Yeah. He is a top five quarterback in the NFL. And I understand Lamar gets he's the great dual threat quarterback.
Right.
Because he does run it 50 yards. He does run it 60 yards. He is really fast. I get it. And I know Josh Allen has that. MO as well. Jalen Hurts doesn't get that MO very much because his runs and touchdowns are usually when he gets shoved in his own ass into the end zone. But I'll tell you what, ask the Rams who scored first against him in the divisional playoffs. Guess who is the MVP of this Super Bowl and a top five guy? Not an overreaction. Agreed.
All right. This one, I feel like you're going to push back, but I want to put it out there because I think he's on this trajectory. Nick Sirianni is the best head coach in Eagles history.
I don't know. Let's pump the brakes on that. Obviously, Doug Peterson was the guy to do it first. The guy to actually take him to the Super Bowl first is Dick Vermeil, and Andy Reid is still in their history and has gone on to bigger and greater. Listen, I don't want to have pushback on this as.
Guy's first 4 years have been incredible.
As an indication that he is less than or not as great. I mean, you're talking about the history of the franchise, and he has been off to a great start. He's got 54 wins in his first four seasons as head coach. Only George Seifert's had more than that. He's also, let me get this correct, fifth youngest in NFL history to coach in multiple Super Bowls, eighth youngest to actually win the Super Bowl. He's 229 days older than Don Shula when Shula won his first. He is 232 days older than Chuck Knoll when Chuck Knoll won his first. So he's getting it done, but he only trails Andy Reid by four for the most playoff wins in Eagles history. He's on track, let's put it that way, in the same way that Mahomes is, you know, a little further away than Brady now, but he's on track.
Right.
So I'll just say that.
It's just funny the way this guy's season goes. You know, maybe last year, talking about replacing him, is Bill a spot for Philadelphia early this year? They're 2-2, and it's like, what is going on with this guy? He shaves his head. And I think he silenced a lot of the doubters and the haters with the run, the way they finished the year, and the way they won the Super Bowl.
I agree, and that's what you get when you win a Super Bowl. You get to say that. You get to do that. You get to have that in your back pocket and also on your shoulder for the rest of your life. So, yeah, congratulations to him. And he is on track to be the greatest head coach in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, 100%. But right now,
crazy.
I would push back as an overreaction at present.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS top safety awards from 2006 to 2024.
Rich, the Eagles are the favorite for next year's Super Bowl, and they're going to be back in the big game 1 year from today.
Well, I mean, you know I'll push back on that.
Well, what's changing? Looking at next year.
Dude, when the...
They have all these defensive rookies on rookie contracts.
I totally understand it. But, I mean, the 49ers are a perfect example. I know the 49ers had lost, and that you get the hangover that comes the next year.
A little bit.
As the Philadelphia Eagles suffered the year after they lost the Super Bowl, but they lost again both of their coordinators and, you know, were in the position of having lost. I'll just say again, the 49ers this year is a perfect example of, well, they're going to get Debo. They're going to keep Debo. They're going to keep Ayuk. You know, Purdy's obviously a keeper. And look at McCaffrey coming off of that season, you know. And, you know, I know they lost Greenlaw, but, I mean, they still have Bosa. They still have Fred Warner. They still have, you know, Trent Williams. I mean, they are loaded. This team is absolutely going to be back in the mix for this. Well, you see what my point is here.
Sure.
So to say that they're absolutely going to be back in the Super Bowl 1 year from now is a total overreaction. I'll have to push back on that, just in the mere fact that you never can ever tell what's around the corner in the National Football League. But to say that they're the favorites going into next year, absolutely. They're the favorites going into next year in the NFC, 100%.
Oh, you said NFC.
Yes.
Not NFL.
The NFL, I would think for sure if I had to on my flight home, Chris, because I'm a look over the steering wheel type guy.
Sure. You're 35,000 feet probably.
Sure. But who's counting? I thought to myself, what's Chris going to ask me on Overreaction Monday? And I thought there would 100% be, and maybe there is, but I guessed a topic would be Bills would have absolutely given you a better game in Super Bowl 59.
We're going to do that on Tuesday. I have that
okay.
for Tuesday.
All right. So I'm jumping the gun a little bit, you know, and so I'll reserve judgment.
Okay.
But that is my point, is there are others in the AFC that might have been better equipped in Super Bowl 59 than the Chiefs, which is why
I don't think any team was beating that Eagles team that showed up on Sunday.
Maybe not. That's maybe not, but there are other teams that might have been better equipped up front and the way that they were playing, but they either didn't get a chance to play the Chiefs or couldn't beat the Chiefs. And so, you know, the Eagles might be the betting favorites going into next year, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's that. But in the NFC, that's for damn sure. And in the NFL, you know, obviously you got to sit here and think, do they have a chance to repeat? Even Saquon said this, you know, that maybe our dynasty starts now. And they have every right to think that.
They definitely do. Oh, yeah.
Right? And that there could be potentially a machine. But who's the next offensive coordinator? They're going to have to replace one of them. I mean, there are so many different ways that this can, that I would just counsel all the Eagles fans, soak this in. Let's not already talk about the next one. Let's soak in this remarkable achievement. 18 wins, which is tied for the most ever by any team in a season, including the playoffs. The other ones are the 84 Niners, the 85 Bears, and your 2007 going for undefeated football right. Patriots, you know? And so they were special and spectacular. And, you know, want to look over the steering wheel, talk about next year, favorites in the conference, possibly favorites in the NFL. We need to see whatever everybody does in March through July, and who's healthy when August hits. What else you got over there, Chris?
Rich, it was funny. Nick Sirianni specifically mentioned this person in the post game. He said, let's run it back. Kellen Moore should stay with the Eagles instead of taking the Saints job.
Nah, I mean, you got a chance to be an HC.
Go back to back, you mean?
No, I understand that, and that, you know, they're going to sit down with him and say to him today, and this may be dated by the time that this actually posts and gets into someone's ear gate or eye gate on our YouTube channel. You know, I'm sure they're going to turn to him and say, let's Ben Johnson you, man. Let's have you stay.
Let's get a nice little raise.
Yeah, basically we will Ben Johnson you, and you will Josh McDaniels the Saints.
Yeah.
You know,
say, yeah, you know what? We can go back to back. You don't have Saquon. You don't have Jalen Hurts. Right. You don't have.
Right. And that Jeffrey Lurie would prove in another way that he's not Jerry Jones to say, I do value coaching by dollars and cents. I will match whatever number you tell me I need to match from the Saints, if that's what it takes. And I will make sure at least we take an at-bat to keep you, because the last time we were in a Super Bowl, we lost both coordinators and we were struggling to get to this spot.
Yep.
And so it does work. I understand. Did he say let's run that S back?
He really run that S back.
Okay, I heard that one. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So yes, I totally understand the sentiment and I understand what you're saying, but these HC jobs don't grow on trees.
No, next year there'll be 7, 8, 9
right,
more
and he'd
openings.
Be just as hot, and you saw that Ben Johnson landed where on his feet. You know? I mean, it's possible. It certainly is possible. And you know who's rooting against that is absolutely everybody in the NFC East. Oof. You know, absolutely everybody in the NFC East.
Who had a worse day? Was it the Eagles? Was it the
Giants fans?
Cowboys, Giants.
Oh, I mean, Giants fans, because the Cowboys didn't use anybody but the offensive coordinator that they let walk when McCarthy took over play calling there. I mean, but Kellen Moore came to here and it didn't work out for the Chargers like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, coordinators and coaches don't really stick in the craw too much of fans.
Fans, yeah.
But Saquon.
Even though he was held in check for the most part.
Dude, Saquon. I don't know if this is part of your...
It's not.
Okay, no. This is just quickly here. I mean, we'll hit it pretty hard on the flagship. Dude. So what's Saquon going to do if he leaves the Giants and goes to Philadelphia? How does the first ever 2,000-yard season... plus a Super Bowl championship, since the only other guy to do it, Terrell Davis, in the late 90s. How about having the most rushing yards in a season, regular and post, breaking both of Terrell Davis's top two marks? How about him winning the whole damn thing for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Crazy.
How about that? How about that's the way it would work out, because that was the conversation all year long. How will it work out? Well, that's how it worked out. And how much more of a nightmare for a Giant fan can that possibly be? That is exactly
right
how it played out. It didn't just play out where, you know, we told you he wasn't that healthy sometimes and he missed all those games and that's how he got to be the 3 seed. And he finally did show up in the playoffs, but not too much. Every now and then, you know, Saquon was a little inconsistent for us too. And yeah, man, I mean, okay, he got his ring, but you know, he was on the sidelines because he had gotten nicked up in the first quarter and they won it without him. Like that might've been like the scenario Giants fans thought it would play out. No. He will go, he will be the face of the franchise, he will breathe life into the franchise from the first second he's there, and save their bacon multiple times in an 18-win season in which he has 2,000 yards rushing, and then the most rushing yards regular and postseason combined, and he'll win the Super Bowl. That's how it's going to go. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's nightmare fuel.
What else?
What a season. God, he was awesome.
What
so
else?
Happy for him. Let's talk about the Chiefs. Everything we wondered and questioned about KC this year was proved true on Sunday.
I don't know how we can deny that.
A little bit lucky. The bounces went their way. They're a little slow on offense.
No, I don't hear. You know what I don't hear?
Mahomes questions. The officials. I mean, that was a question mark all year.
Did this not get disproven? I understand the first call.
Well, the
when
first
go
call
for it on fourth down,
was like, here we go
and
again.
AJ Brown puts his hand on AJ McDuffie's face mask, give a little shove.
Brady and Pereira were like, what
I know,
was that?
But they're also like, hey, we just started the Super Bowl. Everybody back off. Everybody let's settle in together. Like
yeah,
that's
not a great then, way, not a great way to start when that's the narrative all season long.
And then Dallas
long.
Goddard has one thrown in, and he's got to go up high for it.
That was equally
and
as
then
terrible.
The Chiefs go ahead and hit him and pop him, fresh set of downs, led to the first touchdown of the Eagles anyway.
Equally as terrible.
Okay.
Bad night for the refs.
Well, I mean, in that respect, though, I mean, shouldn't the refs have stepped in to prevent this 40 burger from happening at some point? Couldn't we have gotten more flags from the refs to try and stave this off?
I don't think it would have mattered.
Okay. Can you just admit, like, this whole final score and result blows up the narrative that the refs were not there specifically to save the Chiefs' bacon? They were there to get them to this point. Now they're on their own. Now I'm going to turn like the Goodfellas. We got to turn our back on you. Is that it? All right. Listen.
Your hands up has been so weird all year about this when it's been so obvious that, you know, they got a lot of favorable calls.
But everybody, the Eagles got a ton of favorable calls last night. There was one on where it was like...
I'm not talking about last night. I'm talking about throughout the year helped them get to this point.
I forget which point it was, but it might have been when it was 17-0. It might have been when there was still even just a little bit of an inkling of a chance of who knows, you know? The guy who's calling this game 28-3 is in the booth. Who knows, right? The guy who's down 28-3 is calling this game. He's in the booth. Who knows? And it was going to be third and forever. And they called the Chiefs for, shoving Saquon after a play was over.
That was pretty soft, too.
Okay, right. But, all right. On the Chiefs, and it gave a fresh set of downs to the Eagles and absolutely took any wind out of the sails of the two-time defending champs that they're supposed to be there to help massage. I heard about the massaging. Well, guess what?
Well, the massaging happened in September, October, November.
Let me just return to this subject matter rather than trying to beat my own agenda drum. You're correct. All the things we wondered and questioned about the Chiefs this year were proven true on Sunday when you have an opponent that can make it true and make it so, to use the Star Trek phrase, okay? And the Eagles did. The Eagles had the opportunity to turn this game back into the 2020 season Super Bowl when Mahomes was running for his life against the front seven of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who did not do anything but make his life a living hell. And the Eagles did the same damn thing to him last night.
Yeah, Fangio masterclass.
And all of them. And Howie Roseman to put it in there and Sirianni to sit at the top of the flow chart and let it all play out. And he crushed him. They killed him. It was a total ass kicking in the trenches. And, but the things we were wondering about the Chiefs is what would happen if they're in a shooting match, if they have to go, if they're down, what happens if Mahomes needs to, you know, run for his life? What if the running game isn't all that good and isn't there? I mean, all those things about the Chiefs showed up on Sunday night. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
What else?
That being said, Rich, we can put the Mahomes go talk on the shelf for a little bit.
No, stop it. Okay. Hey, listen, Brady was even saying it himself that you don't like the pressure up the middle. You don't like it. No one's going to look good No one, nobody, nobody, nobody is going to look good if they can't be protected. If you can't sit in the pocket for even a split second and try and find your guys. And then on top of it, you know, the receivers in the game, Worthy is a guy who can separate. I mean, who else can? Right? I mean, Kelce usually does, but last night they took him right out. And if you take him out as a safety valve and Mahomes doesn't have time to throw and you're not running to counter all that, that's a wrap. For any quarterback, just like that's a Mad Lib for a recipe for a National Football League loss. Just change the proper names. Doesn't matter who you are or how many MVPs you have. This guy's a GOAT, dude. Come on. His numbers and what he's done before he's turned 30 is unprecedented. In some cases, better than Brady in certain numbers. As great as Brady in terms of certain numbers before turning the age of 30. Now, we'll have to see if he, and in terms of that, are you taking him off your Mount Rushmore now?
No.
Okay, so you're just throwing that out there just as a conversation
piece. I'm talking about him being the greatest of all time.
Well, I mean, he was not going to be. He was the greatest
Rich,
of all
time. If they won this game, there was going to be a lot of talk in the debate shows about, has he surpassed Brady now?
Well, and what I would have said here in our spaces here is that, yes, he passed Brady in terms of being a 20-something quarterback. But Tom Brady, if you parsed out his numbers per decade, he had a Hall of Fame career in his 20s. He had a Hall of Fame career in his 30s. Just if that was just his numbers for his entire career as a 30-year-old quarterback, a Hall of Fame career. And if he just had his numbers as a 40-year-old quarterback being his career numbers, he would have Hall of Fame numbers. So now the longevity piece of it is what stands in front of Mahomes in this conversation.
And doing different players. Chiefs are a little older. Chris Jones got banged up last night. Kelce may or may not retire.
Correct. So what else you got over here? Other than that, this is a complete overreaction.
Wow. Interesting.
No, he's still on the path.
You could make an argument that the biggest winner last night was Tom Brady.
I know. I hear you. I get it. And to his credit, he didn't sound like that at all.
That's how he's been his whole career. You know?
I know that.
Interesting.
Yeah. What else?
I think Travis Kelce's going to be back next year. He's not going out like this.
I agree. I'm waiting to hear that too.
That video of him, it was kind of sad. Him walking out of the arena by himself. You know, a few people caught it and posted the video. But I don't think this is going to be the end for 87.
I agree. But it really just depends on what he wants to do in his life and his career. In the same way that Jason Kelce just had a year of doing whatever he wanted, with all the opportunities in front of him that he desired, and he gets to pick and choose what he wants to do. And he probably is sitting there right now with Kylie, wherever he is, sitting back thinking, okay, I think I did a little bit too much this year.
He was everywhere.
And I kind of digged it. I kind of liked it, but I can kind of do without this and that. Like he'll now weed out some wheat from chaff of his life. Like
some,
that's
some what?
Wheat from the chaff. What's chaff that? From the wheat.
Oh, I don't know what that
when
is.
When you separate wheat, there's garbage and then you take the wheat.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So does the Jew need to, from New York, need to explain this sort of stuff?
Interesting phrase. I don't know. You turn a phrase sometimes. I'm just like, what? And I kind of nod and agree with you.
Good. So Travis is going to have that opportunity. Like, what do you want to do, man?
Yeah.
Like he can sit here and go, what do I want to do with my life? And does part of him sit there and go, you know what? I sat in this hotel room while Taylor was on the red carpet or the Grammys, and it would have been nice to have been there. It would have been fun to have been there. And that's the way I want to live my life. And I'd rather do that, or I'd rather do acting. I'd rather be on a movie set. Mm. I'd rather be spending my spare time, podcasting from my trailer of my movie, and trying to become the football version of The Rock. And if that's what he wants to do, then start down that path now. His podcast will be just as, entertaining and as watchable. There's only a certain amount of those that are left where he's still an active athlete. And if the bottom line works for that and he wants to continue doing that, and he knows what it takes to get to this point, and he's up for endeavoring that one more time because he just doesn't like the taste in his mouth right now. And he knows that those days are dwindling, in terms of his, age. I think that's what's going to be on his mind. But deep down, just football wise, hell yeah. I mean, he showed up in a salmon colored.
It was an interesting fit choice.
Three piece, double breasted.
Yeah,
you know, with his sort of. It looked like he was coming off the set of, you know, Boogie Nights, right?
You know, these guys. So, you know, the walk in with the outfits has been such a big thing in the last few years.
That's great.
Do you think guys should have a losing outfit option?
Absolutely,
because that's a tough walkout.
Well, Deion's talked about that. Yeah. Like, you know, if you dress like that, you better win today.
Yeah.
So.
All right, last one, and then I want to hit the season preview and see how many we actually got right.
Yeah.
Rich, the 2025 season opener in Philadelphia, NFC Championship rematch, Eagles-Commanders.
I saw that. I don't know. We'll discuss this more. I'll just call this an overreaction. I don't think they're going to want to have a divisional matchup start.
Really?
Yeah, the Lions are on the docket.
The Lions.
And so are the Bears are on the docket.
And the Rams.
I saw that as well. Yeah. I don't know. You know, the Rams have, you know, run it back from their previous playoffs the last couple of years to start things off.
It's tough because they're away teams, such good options. Bills, yeah, Bills, Packers, Chiefs, but those are all.
If I had to peg one, I'd say Lions getting that assignment again. You know, if the Raiders get Shedeur Sanders.
That could be pretty fun.
You know, and they're going to start opening night Shedeur Sanders and Pete Carroll's and back in the league. I just don't know if that's the way
if the Raiders have Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know if that's the way it'll go. I mean, those are the ways that the Raiders would wind up there because it's just a passionate fan base and people dig the Raiders. The Broncos might have a shot too. You stick Bo Nix in there with Sean Payton. I mean, that's not a bad opening night sort of level of interest, but you throw the Lions in there as what
could be fun.
And many people thought, should have been the NFC Championship game,
sure.
You know, or almost was the NFC Championship game.
Was, yeah.
And the Lions have been in this spot before, and for them to get back on the horse in front of the whole country, that might be the way. I just don't know if they're. I'll call this an overreaction. I think they usually like to stay away from divisional matchups, and I'm sure Fox would appreciate that as well, since they're probably going to lose one of these already
to a Sunday night, right. Probably.
Right. So. Okay, so now what we're doing to finish up?
I'm looking back at the season preview. So this was pre-Labor Day.
Yes.
We threw this together. I was looking back at these this morning. Some interesting ones, not a lot of hits, but one of them was regardless what happens this year, Dak should want to play somewhere else in 2025.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is because he had yet to be signed.
He had yet to sign a deal.
Right. Yeah,
and so he was kind of hammering along with Jerry.
And you were like, whatever. Like,
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And by the way, what were they doing?
I have no idea. I still have no idea.
We just left the Super Bowl. You know, Ian Rappaport and the rest of the insiders were talking about on Sunday morning is that there is a possibility that the Cowboys are thinking of trading Micah Parsons. And I understand that, you know, that they can't pay everybody. But part of the reason why you can't pay everybody is because you wait so damn late to pay everybody that you pay everybody too much. And I don't know if that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, dumb. AFC West will get one playoff team. That was wrong. Obviously, the Chargers made it. Neither the Chiefs.
And the Broncos, too.
And the Broncos. They had three. So neither the Chiefs or Niners will make the Super Bowl. That was
off.
One for two. Finally, the year Mike Tomlin is under 500. They didn't play great down the stretch and got smoked in the playoffs.
No, you can't say that.
Pretty close.
They were 10 and 3.
I know. I was close.
Okay.
Three teams from the North making the playoffs. We did nail that one.
Did get that one.
Although I kind of thought it would be the Bears and not the Vikings.
But the Vikings being the surprise story and Kevin O'Connell being the coach of the year.
Yeah. That's pretty great for them.
Right.
Maybe they can run it back next year.
Right.
Panthers won't have the worst record in the South. That ended up being correct. They tied with the Saints at 5-12, technically. They were ahead of them.
And it also didn't look good 2 weeks into the season when Bryce Young got benched.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, a total resurgence for sure.
So that was close.
All right. So keep that spirit for next year's season opener that you're going to keep going, like keep adding on the Panthers how they're going to be better than you think.
So second place this year.
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
Of course. Trevor Lawrence, top five MVP voting.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
That might be
the biggest miss out of everything you just said.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Although only one team from the AFC West and three made it.
Yeah, that was rough. Right. I mean, nobody saw
it. I got it. I hear you.
Two teams undefeated going into November. Close. Chiefs were undefeated. Lions were 7-1. So that was close.
Okay.
And then last one, I said we're going to get a new champ this year, and Eagles for the second time.
So, but we did get a new champ this year. right? Or, well, or
I meant like had never won before. So I was thinking Bills, Lions, something like that.
Oh, man, you came close, though.
Yeah, we were close.
Oh, dude. Well, I appreciate your moxie.
Hey, we got to go back. Got to check our work.
And it's been a great season. So here's how we're rolling. We're going to do this every other week now that we're in this portion of the calendar.
Yep.
So we're going to take President's Week off. Then we'll be back on to preview the scouting combine when things will start really cooking with gas. And then we'll do one when I'm back from the combine.
And we'll do post-combine pre-free agency.
Yeah.
Pre-free agency.
It's coming, bro.
It's going to be great.
It's literally a month away.
Cannot wait.
By the way.
It's a fun time of year.
Yes. In the next month, we will see the combine and the franchise tagging.
Yep.
And then the whole concept of who's out there. I mean, the free agency for quarterbacks right now is completely fluid. Like, nobody knows the hell that's about.
Yeah, especially with the glaze, the scoopage with Aaron Rodgers going to be a free agent, man.
Whew. So there's all of that. Great job, Chris Brockman.
Great, Rich
Eisen. For everybody out there, appreciate Overreaction Monday. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask will have all of their reaction of Super Bowl 59 as well. For Chris, I'm Rich. Thanks for taking an Overreaction Monday.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.